This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The last 2 weeks in the life of the Greek economy were triggered by the government's decision to hold that yes or no referendum on July the 5th. Yes or no to the terms of the bailout then on the table. We know how that turned out, right? Banks were closed. 61% of the people voted no. And here we are. Before the vote, though, Marketplace's Stephen Beard spoke with two Greek women, one a yes voter, the other a no. He went back the other day to see how they're feeling now.
The two women have never met. We spoke to them separately 2 weeks ago before the referendum to find out how they were voting.
My name is Efrosini Pavlakoudi and I voted yes in the Greek referendum.
Efrosini Pavlakoudi, a 38-year-old telecom engineer, voted yes because she feared Greece wouldn't get the money it needs and would crash out of the euro. So how does she feel today?
I do feel totally stressed, totally disappointed, and with a huge amount of anger.
Because, she says, the referendum infuriated the creditors, so Greece got a worse deal than was on offer 2 weeks ago. And by triggering the bank closures, it's done lasting economic damage.
The economy is in a collapse. It's if someone has pushed us on the cliff, we're going down, and most probably I will be unemployed.
Many no voters are also feeling angry and disillusioned today.
My name is Elena Christidi, and I voted no.
Eleanor, a 27-year-old psychologist, voted no in the referendum because she felt Greece couldn't bear any more austerity. She's not happy with the deal signed last night.
I feel kind of surprised with the cruelty that Europe showed to Greece last night.
Cruelty?
And disrespect to Greek citizens' will.
She says that the latest dose of budget cuts, tax hikes and radical reforms will only serve to deepen Greece's recession, unemployment and misery.
I don't think it's going to work at all, as it hasn't worked so far the last 5 years.
The referendum has caused bitter divisions within Greek society. There's been real hatred on the fringes of the two camps. Some no voters accuse the yes voters of treachery. And what about yes voter Efrosini Pavlakoudi?
How do you feel about the no voters? How do you feel about Eleanor? Do you hate Eleanor?
No, I don't. I actually feel sorry for Eleanor. That's even worse.
She wants to meet Eleanor to discuss their differences, but they've widened since last night's deal. Efrosini is still ardently pro-European. Eleanor has her doubts.
I'm sceptic and keep thinking about Brexit and if it would be better for us to do it now or later.
The two women are now starkly divided. Efrosini sees the euro as the only ultimate route to prosperity for Greece. Eleanor now feels euro membership is a form of slavery. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.